From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. We'll open the program with the late Swedish pianist Gustav Rundquist and his trio, which at the time comprised Hans Andersson on bass and Gustav's son Fredrik on drums. This is from the album Tree Circle, and Gustav's piano playing was heavily influenced by that of Bill Evans, as demonstrated on this piece, which was often associated with Bill Evans. It was originally composed by Earl Zinders. How My Heart Sings. Thank you.
A fine romance, my friend, this is. We two should be a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Jello, you're calmer than the sea.
At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels and no insults. Your morals, I never must the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a thank you.
One of the earliest sessions to be recorded by guitarist Wes Montgomery, apart from his collaborations with the Montgomery Brothers, recorded in the fall of 1959, originally issued as the album The Wes Montgomery Trio. Wes, of course, on guitar with his distinctive block chord style, Mel Rhine on organ, and Paul Parker on drums. We listened to Jingles. That's also available as part of an extensive 12-CD box set entitled Wes Montgomery, The Complete Riverside Recordings, featuring the legendary guitarist in various settings, all recorded for the Riverside label in the late 50s and early to mid-60s. Before that, Susanna McCorkle on vocals from 1985, the album How Do You Keep the Music Playing. She's backed by the Ben Aronoff Trio, with solos from Gene Bertoncini on guitar and Al Cohen on tenor sax on various cuts. We listened to A Fine Romance, and we began the set with a Swedish trio fronted by Gösta Rundqvist on piano. From Tree Circle, we heard the closing track, How My Heart Sings. We'll begin this set with a quartet fronted by Charles Davis on baritone sax, with Cedar Walton on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. From a 1993 release entitled Blue Gardenia, this is the opening track, A Beautiful Friendship.
you when I saw you cry. I didn't know till I saw tears in your eyes that you just like a baby, as sweet as can be. And you made me want to kiss your tears away. My little darling, don't mean to hurt you, dear one, when I spoke no cause. And to make you forgive me, I will try. Ah, you made me sad, but anyway, I'm glad. I'm glad to be now, 'cause you made me love you when I saw you cry. Ha ha ha!
Wrapping up that set with Miles Davis on trumpet. From an album first issued in 1956 entitled Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants, and an all-star cast of musicians here. Miles, of course, on trumpet, Milt Jackson on vibes, Thelonious Monk on piano, bassist Percy Heath, and drummer Kenny Clark. We heard Swing Spring. Before that, going back to late 1926 for Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. Louis on trumpet and vocals, his wife Lillian on piano and occasionally vocals, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Kid Ory trombone, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. From a 4-CD box set on Sony Music entitled The Best of Louis Armstrong, the Hot Five and Hot Seven recordings, all taken from original 78 RPM masters, cut for Columbia between 1925 and 1929, 4 CDs of classic Dixieland jazz. We heard You Made Me Love You, and we began the set with Charles Davis on baritone sax leading his quartet through A Beautiful Friendship. Look for that on the album Blue Gardenia. It's the Jazz Scene, an hour of the best in jazz from the past and present, from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. I hope you are enjoying the music thus far. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, check out our website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We're here with our final set of music for the hour, and we'll get things underway this time with a duo, French violinist Stéphane Grappelli and English guitarist Martin Taylor. They first collaborated together in the 70s. In the early 90s, they teamed up once again for the album Reunion. Stéphane Grappelli in fine form here. He was 85 when he cut these sessions. And this piece, penned for the sessions by Martin Taylor, Jenna. Thank you.
so happy since the day I fell in love in a great big way. And the big surprise is someone loves me too. Guess it's hard for you to see just what anyone can see in me, but it simply goes to prove what love can do. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for a high tone places. My baby don't care for rings and other expensive things, no. He's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. My baby's no Hayworth fan. My baby knows he's my man. So my baby just cares for me. And my baby, he don't care for drinks at the Ritz. He'd rather have me around to kibitz. Liz Taylor's not his style, and Lana Turner's smile is something that he can't see.
Thank you.
opening and closing the hour with piano, bass, and drums trios. We opened with the Gustav Rundquist Trio, closing the program, the André Previn Trio. André Previn is probably best known for his abilities as a composer and conductor, but he's also a fine jazz pianist, and in the late 50s and early 60s, he cut several piano trio LPs for various labels. From a Columbia LP from 1960 entitled André Previn and His Trio, play music from Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, with Red Mitchell on bass and Frank Capp on drums. Probably the best-known piece from this production, If Ever I Would Leave You, but there are seven other pieces from that musical on this recording. We heard The Simple Joys of Maidenhood. The vocal in the set came courtesy of Laura Wolfe, last name spelled W-O-L-F-E. Laura grew up in a highly musical family, and she would go on to become not only an accomplished jazz singer, but also a fine actress and dancer. Her debut CD from 2007, self-released, is entitled He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. The album has received high praise from its initial release right through to the present, and I suspect for many years to come. She's backed by Karen Hernandez on piano, Lou Schotch on bass, and Jack Compt on drums. It's a collection of American popular standards, interpreted by Ms. Wolfe in her own unique way. We heard My Baby Just Cares for Me. And we began the set with Stefan Grappelli and Martin Taylor, violin and guitar. From Reunion, we heard Jenna. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you can join me again soon. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.